When I'm talking about the so-called cross-sectoral conversations, our preparation or mediating team usually consists of one or two public servants, one or two people from the private sector that are our main stakeholders, and one or two people who are from the civil society who are the stakeholders, but from a civil society point of view. And when we do this cross-sectoral team and we use this team to, you know, survey the stakeholder, to prepare for the consultation, to prepare for the deliberation, and so on, this lends to a very different kind of flavor to the kind of legitimacy of the agenda setting. Because when it was just the private sector, what we call the private-public partnership, then people see it as just another kind of lobbying. And then when it's only the civil society, then people see it's just another kind of demonstration. So only by combining these three kinds of people could we lend a really cross-sectoral legitimacy to whatever thing that we're trying to develop and the project that we're trying to grow among sectors. And among these, I think civil servants are uniquely suited in preparing the actual technical details of the deliberation, including the agenda, the hearing process, because they know the current rules best and the current loopholes also best. And so whatever process innovations we need to make for this kind of cross-sectoral innovations, it wouldn't come from the private sector or from the civil society. It has to come with the people who currently play by the rules and knows how the rules could be more flexible in this kind of regard.